Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, November 17th, 2017. House Republicans make good on their promise to pass a tax overhaul bill, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor a Hungarian queen. Another country is cutting ties to North Korea, and an update on the pollution crisis in India. Republicans celebrated yesterday after the House of Representatives passed a new tax overhaul bill. Reuters' Andy Sullivan has the story.
On this vote, the yeas are 227, the nays are 205. The bill is passed.
The Republican tax cut plan passes the House of Representatives easily, but major hurdles await in the Senate.
I'm Andy Sullivan in Washington, where Republicans are celebrating after getting their tax overhaul through the House. GOP lawmakers largely stuck together despite concerns that their plan could deal a blow to some suburban taxpayers.
This is something that's going to refresh our confidence in ourselves and our confidence in each other.
It's a major triumph for House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's been working towards this moment for years. He's delivered on his promise to pass the bill before Thanksgiving, giving Republicans a much-needed shot of momentum.
Republicans passed it with 9 votes to spare. The bill slashes business taxes and lowers rates for individuals at all income levels, though some people could end up paying more as popular tax breaks are scaled back. Republicans say the plan would boost the economy and simplify the nation's tax code. Democrats blast it as a giveaway to the rich. Now the action moves to the Senate, where Republicans can't afford to lose more than 2 votes from their side. Several GOP members there already saying they can't support the bill as written.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Elizabeth of Hungary. How could I bear a crown of gold when the Lord bears a crown of thorns and bears it for me? Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Elizabeth of Hungary. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. At mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Elizabeth was born in Hungary in 1207 to Hungarian King Andrew II and Gertrude of Morania. Her marriage was arranged from her early youth to the German Ludwig IV of Thuringia. At the age of 4, she was sent away to the court of the Landgrave of Thuringia for her education. After her mother was murdered when she was 6 years old, her whole worldview was altered. She turned to prayer to find peace. In 1221, she married Ludwig, and theirs was a happy, loving marriage from which sprung 3 children. Heavily influenced by the life of St. Francis of Assisi, Elizabeth was known for her prayerful life and charity towards the less fortunate. She even went so far as to dress simply and set aside time daily to take bread to at least 1,000 poor citizens of the land. In 1227, her husband died, and devastated, she vowed never to remarry, but instead to live as a religious, and her children were sent away from her. Elizabeth died in 1231 at the age of 24. St. Elizabeth of Hungary, pray for us. Reuters reports that yet another country is cutting its ties to North Korea in a global effort to deter the nation from moving forward with its nuclear program. After a meeting between the Sudanese foreign ministry and a U.S. diplomat in Khartoum, Sudan committed yesterday to severing all trade and military ties with North Korea. In response to this move, the State Department issued a statement saying, quote, "The United States welcomes the government of Sudan's pledge and will continue engagement on this issue to ensure that this commitment is fully implemented." In this Celestial Musings, I saw a headline earlier this week which read something to the effect of, "Journalist goes missing while searching for headhunting tribe." Now, I'll tell you, my first thought was, this is why I am a news announcer and not a journalist. Then I wondered if the journalist, 57-year-old father of 3 Benedict Allen, was off his rocker. I didn't look into it anymore until a day or 2 later when I noticed another headline. Explorer who vanished searching for headhunters is found. Well, that was a relief. So the backstory is, Benedict Allen had met the Yifo tribe around 30 years ago, and he was curious if the Yifo, who at the time were one of the few groups of people with no contact with the outside world, were still the same as when he last met them. Before he departed back to Papua New Guinea, Allen tweeted, quote, "Marching off to Heathrow. I may be some time. Don't try to rescue me, please. Where I'm going in Papua New Guinea, you won't ever find me, you know." When he didn't show up for his prearranged flight to Hong Kong to give a speech weeks later, people became worried. With neither a satellite phone nor a GPS, there was no way to locate him. So anyways, he was eventually located, and plans are being made to evacuate him from the island. On his blog before his trip, Allen said, quote, "Last time, the Yifo greeted me with a terrifying show of strength, an energetic dance featuring their bows and arrows. On this occasion, who knows if the Yifo will do the same, or run off, or be wearing jeans and t-shirts traded eons ago from the old mission station." Well, inquiring minds want to know, what are the chances they've been able to preserve their isolation for the last 30 years? I'll keep my eye out for updates, but I'm not going there. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.